Lennon and McCartney. The group is Sunshine Underground Birthday. Tunes for today. First we heard Jose Feliciano, She's a Woman, and now we just heard Birthday. By the way, I have a request for that song. P.S.C. Ross is in Korea with the 2nd of the 10th Cab, A Troop at Camp Kaiser, and he asked if I would play that song for a buddy of his in Vietnam by the name of Joe D. Cristoforo. So, Joe, I hope you liked it. Your buddy in Korea is thinking about you. And this week we have Elvis with us, and from his album, Elvis in Memphis, Gentle on My Mind.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. Now that makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind. It's nowhere I'm not shackled by forgotten words of
black bubble skirts in the fucking cold, and it looks so pretty good. My beardy rustles cold pile, and a dirty hat full of blue across my face. Blue cupped hands around the tin can, I pretend to hold it to my wrist and bang.
That sound, doesn't he? I was just thinking when he started singing the song about all the various artists that recorded Gentle on My Mind. Oh, Peggy Lee, Glen Campbell, you name it, like everybody seems to have recorded it. But when Elvis started singing the song, like you really wanted to listen. Yeah, he's got the voice all right. Hey, it's time once again for Hans Conried and Ben Cooper, and then we'll take a listen to Peaches and Herb.
Everybody knows that sneezing is much ado about nothing.
Oh, right, Hans. But what about these two statements? Are they right or wrong? One, the all-time greatest monopolizers of the modern music charts were the Beatles. Two, the favorite beverage of the early American colonists was tea.
Wrong, Ben, not the early colonists. Tea wasn't introduced to the New World till 1714. However, as tea became more and more fashionable in Europe, the American colonists kept pace. So by 1773, an unfair tax on tea was enough to bring on the party in Boston.
Okay, now, about those Beatles. Do they hold the best monopolizing record on the charts?
Indeed they do. In March of 1964, five of their single releases held the top five positions. And two of their albums were also number one and number two on the LP chart. Right?
Right.
Let me always love you. Let me be the one to take care of you. When you're looking for someone to tell you what you're going to, let me be the one for you. Let me be the one.
Wrote it, Judy Collins sings it, Chelsea Morning.
I woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song out.
like to give you my address in a few moments, but first let's take a listen to Burt Bacharach in chorus, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Suggestions and you'd like to write to me, you can do just that by writing Chris Noel, here at the American Forces Radio and Television Service in your area, and I'll get the letter. Buddy Rich recorded this tune. It's called Big Mama Cass, and it's a pleasure this week to feature the Air Force Academy Falconeers.
Thank you.
has been estimated that half of all drownings occurred within 20 feet of safety. 20 feet is about the distance between the bumpers of an automobile. Non-swimmers, resolve right now to learn to swim at least 20 feet, even if it's a dog paddle, okay? Now, do we have a date again tomorrow? You better believe it. Till then, bye, love.
This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.
Forces Vietnam Network.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
This is AFBN Da Nang. The Navy Mars Station will be accepting calls for stateside at 0600 hours this morning. Now we return to network at Saigon.
It's that time of year again when everyone is sending gifts. If you send a gift home that's purchased in the PX or BX, you're entitled to a duty exemption for the first $50 of the gift's value. If you purchased a gift from the PX or BX, just write Bonafide Gift, $50 exemption claimed under public law, on the package. And be sure you mail early for Christmas.
In 0500 hours, the death count now 21 in aftermath of Yugoslav earthquakes.
AFBN News compiled from commercial and military news agencies with Army Specialist Jim Allingham.
Good morning. Those who can are leaving the earthquake-shattered city of Banja Luka in Yugoslavia, and those who must remain are living out of doors. At least 21 dead are reported in a violent quake this morning and a lesser one yesterday. Modern earthquakes have shaken widely separated areas of California, including Hollister, 90 miles north of San Francisco. No injuries or serious damage are reported in Hollister, at or other points, including Southern California, where several quakes were felt. The Pentagon has announced that more than 300 U.S. military bases at home and overseas will be closed or reduced in an economy move. The domestic bases involved are due to be announced Wednesday. Decisions on the overseas bases are pending consultations with the host countries. Defense Secretary Laird says the moves are aimed at saving more than $1.5 billion a year. They will eliminate a total of 37,800 military jobs and 27,000 civilian jobs. The United States has directed new criticism in North Vietnam for not releasing the names of American servicemen held prisoner. A Pentagon statement noted the situation today. It said it has no information on current reports that some new development in the prisoner situation may be imminent. An attorney for two American pacifists who have had previous dealings with North Vietnam on prisoner matters predicts early disclosure of what he calls extremely important information. The attorney, William Kunstler, said it involves something more momentous than the release of two or three prisoners. Former Vice President Humphrey said he hopes President Nixon will announce on November 4th a plan for systematic redeployment of U.S. troops from Vietnam. That's when Mr. Nixon is due to address the nation on the Vietnam situation. Humphrey spoke in Tokyo. North Vietnamese and Viet Cong delegates reportedly will not take any diplomatic initiative in Paris until after President Nixon's policy address on November 4th. Communist diplomatic sources say they won't change their tactics unless the president indicates a change in American-Vietnam policy. Mr. Nixon's address will be carried live on AFVN beginning at 0930 hours on 4 November. Last week, Joseph Stalin's daughter, Svetlana, denounced Russia and praised the American way of life in a broadcast over the Voice of America. Russia has commented on this broadcast, and with details, here is Bernard Shaw in Washington.
The State Department says Radio Moscow has denounced an interview with Svetlana Aleluyeva in which she discussed how it feels to live in the United States. The interview was broadcast over the Voice of America and beamed to the Soviet Union last week. The daughter of the late Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin is living in Princeton, New Jersey. In the interview, she said her life in America was full of bright colors. She talked about her activities, said the U.S. had its shortcomings, but emphasized that she felt more cheerful here than she had in Moscow. According to State Department officials, Radio Moscow retorted by saying that Svetlana has nothing to say. The comment from the Soviet Union included these words: "No station with pride in its reputation would lower itself to present such an interview. Soviet people do not put faith in those broadcasts, and the very name Voice of America has long aroused nothing but revulsion." This is Bernard Shaw in Washington.
Labor leaders are calling the nationwide strike against the General Electric Company nearly 100% effective. This morning, 130 GE plants across the country, members of 13 unions walked off their jobs. Paul Jennings, president of the International Union of Electrical Workers, vows his union will file a claim with the Labor Relations Board, charging GE with unlawful refusal to bargain. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review a federal law involving dispatch of allegedly obscene advertisements through the mail. The law allows a person who considers a given advertisement obscene to ask his local postmaster to direct the advertiser to stop sending such material. A group of mailers has challenged the law. The court let stand a murder conviction of three men found guilty of slaying black nationalist leader Malcolm X, and it has now begun a two-week recess without ruling on the issue whether some 30 Mississippi counties should have more time to achieve school desegregation. The NAACP had asked an expedited ruling on the issue. A call for more medical treatment and less punishment for drug users. It comes from anthropologist Margaret Mead, who told a Senate subcommittee that with drug laws the way they are, this country faces what she called an exceedingly dangerous situation. Right now, it's 37 degrees under rainy skies in Chicago, Illinois. That's AFVN News to the hour.
AFVN News compiled from commercial and military news agencies with Army Specialist Jim Allingham.
Hi, this is Dottie West of RCA Victor Records and the Grand Ole Opry. And it's time now for the Country Corner Show, starring your host, Joe Allison.
Thank you, Beulah, and how do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Country Corner Show. For the next 55 minutes, we're going to hook it, boy, because we got some fine country sounds for you, featuring the top stars in the country music business. And the idea of this program is to entertain you with our good toe-tapping tunes, and that's exactly what I'm going to do, beginning with the young sheriff, Baron Young. Here we go now. They know each night like a clock, but W-I-N-E, like in Skid Row. Wind me up again, Baron Young. Okay, thank you very much. There's been many ways to say that, and I guess they found a new one, huh? So all is not lost. They said there were 13 original plots, and the Greeks thought of those, and all we have to do as songwriters is just keep finding different ways to say the same thing over and over again. Okay? Well, what happens when two meteors are on the same course, only going in opposite directions?
Your world was so different from mine, don't you see? We just couldn't be close, though we tried. We both reached for heavens, but ours weren't the same. That's what happened.
Roger Miller's fine song, a pretty ballad by Jim Reeves. The velvet style of Jim Reeves is certainly in evidence for that good performance, huh? The Statler Brothers in a moment. And then there was the one about the guy who phoned his wife from the office and said, "Get the kids off the street, honey, I'm driving home." Well, that's a joke, son. But the way some people drive is anything but a joke. They just can't realize that driving any kind of a vehicle is a serious business. A business where carelessness can be responsible for a big turnover, but certainly no profit. If you drive, be careful that you don't end up in the red, as they say in driving biz.
Oh,
heard the happy quartet singing at its very best for the Satley Brothers. One of the most popular recording acts in the world these days. Under their big hit called Flowers on the Wall, which is a short time back. But Jeanette Brown has certainly been exposed to hits in his time, the one we've got for you today being no exception. He had a million seller, he and his two sisters sometime back. Remember the Bell song, what was it? Serenade of the Bells? Little Jimmy Brown, I think that was the name of it. Okay, the Three Bells, now we got it. And this one is about, not about three bells, but it's about the bell that begins at the start of round one. Another day is over, hard work and play come to an end. Evening shadows grow long and strong as the dawn of night begins. Supper's over, prayers are said, the kids are tucked in, and that's when gentle arms, turkey love, and peace of mind.
I'm gonna
my mind on the game. Jim Glazer. Okay, Tom Paul Glazer has been the solo singer up until now.
Thank you.
I guess many of you who follow country music very well know that Jeannie King got married a short time ago. Yes, I
Oh, borough office.
Now you'll find one at the next stateside installation. You and your family can start up on the complete listings of all available community houses at the housing referral office. The folks that you find it can also offer a full range of personal assistance. So drop on the back. Housing referral office.
Thunder and tempo are having common, the common cold from Arnold.
The list of the installations to be affected won't be made public.
Thank you. Minor damage to car, minor injury to employee.